It's sad, but the people that actually went over there, the families that lost people to that, they know the sacrifices that were made, and it wasn't for nothing. Okay? At the end of the day, it wasn't for nothing. The people that gave their lives tried to make a better world, and it got ripped away by our president.
Same thing with the girls and OnlyFans.
The city of Los Angeles is on lockdown.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Lockdown Podcast. As always, I'm Tim O'Shea, joined by my co-host, Keith O'Shea. And holy shit, thank God I didn't join OnlyFans. I was so close. And when I mean so close, I mean literally this close.
That's about all they would see, too.
That's uncalled for.
It's genetics, dude.
Yeah, whatever. So my question is, though, what are all of these girls, by the way, are going to go back to, what, selling Herbalife? Like, remember the body wraps? That was the main thing, right?
Yeah, the body wraps are huge.
Huge.
What else? Lotions.
Lotions. Oh,
essential oils.
Essential oils.
I lost diamond.
Okay, let's pause for a second. So if you're not aware, OnlyFans basically came out and said that they're not going to...
No sexually explicit content, right?
Yeah, no sexually explicit content starting in like October, which, by the way, is literally the only reason...
That's the only reason that people had OnlyFans.
What if there's
show...
like one other person cooking? Like they're actually like, oh, join my OnlyFans for cooking, and they're like, right.
Well, yeah. They're good. They're staying.
They're staying.
Yeah, they made their platform. They're doing all right.
All right, but do you think it's a little fuck? Okay, so I kind of have an issue with OnlyFans.
Let's hear it.
They made their entire platform basically on the back of like sex workers and, you know, chicks starting an OnlyFans and
cam girls, all that bullshit.
Cam girls, all that bullshit. Sex sells, oldest profession in the book. It builds up their company to a huge valuation. And then
all of a sudden,
all
they were.
Those are literally all it is. Like, let's be real about OnlyFans. And OnlyFans knows this too. So they get all the way up to this level. And then all of a sudden, what do? They betray the workers.
The ones that got them there.
OnlyFans ain't loyal.
OnlyFans ain't for the fans.
No. So my whole thing is like, do you think on a scale of 1 to 10, like how fucked up is that? Basically ride the back of all these like sex workers, and then as soon as you make it in the big leagues, you cut it because apparently it's due to like financial pressures from like the credit card payment processor.
Is it fucked up? Yes. Is it also online, and anything online can be taken like that? Like, I feel like you should weigh that option. Like, if you're solely like online, trying to make a platform for yourself, and that platform's like, no, we don't want this anymore. Like,
yeah, but like,
have fun at McDonald's.
Okay, look. Like, okay, so your whole thing is basically that the chicks like, what they should have like known ahead of time, like, hey, don't put all your eggs in one basket, kind of thing.
Or like, slowly like divert your people to maybe your own website. To where you have full control over that website?
Keith, the fucking people like, on OnlyFans aren't always the
that's not a hard
web
thing.
Engineers.
That's not a hard thing to do. You pay some 10th grader who can make a web page in a graphic design class.
Well, now, a lot of the girls, they didn't grow up with a MySpace where they coded, like, all of the...
Yeah, dude, if you can't do your own layout on MySpace...
What was your profile song?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I had Papa Roach, Last Resort. And I had a green dirt bike background, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fucking nice.
I had a four-leaf clover, and then I also had a... that was the background.
Okay.
But it was a dope four-leaf clover. Right. It was, like, black background with, like, a white...
Yeah, mine was black green. With, like, a dude hitting, like, a can-can. Like,
oh,
was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is my last resort. Yeah.
And then I had...
That's right.
Oh, man, mine was so... It was, what is it? Wife House?
Oh, God. So was you broken as soon as you got to your
I know it was a middle school and high school was a rough time for me. I didn't want to leave MySpace, and now look, everyone's talking shit about Facebook all these years. Like I was a date, like I never wanted to go to Facebook.
We left Tom.
You left Tom hanging, and the only person you have to blame is yourself for that.
Yeah.
So, and what if Tom's on MySpace every day, just like
they'll come back.
That's what MySpace should do. MySpace
adopt OnlyFans.
Should adopt OnlyFans. Oh, you want to talk about a resurgence? Tom is just going to be like, couldn't live with your failure. And where did that bring you? Back to
it's
me.
Top eight. Just seven porn stars and Tom.
My top eight back in the day was like eight porn stars.
No. My top eight was the boys.
With the boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, represent. I feel that. So, okay.
Right, let's talk about that for a second, dude. How many, like, arguments were started between your top 8 or, like, some people had top 16s and they were like, oh, it doesn't matter, you're in there. It mattered.
Oh, no, it definitely mattered.
The top 2 definitely mattered because the worst part was when you got a girlfriend.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
could never put her number 1.
No, you could if you were a simp.
But that was before, like, simping was even, like...
No, simping was always there. It was just always... It has different terms. But it's always been there.
Being a bitch.
Being a baby butt, bitch.
Yeah, dude. You can never change out your number 1. Like, your number 1 was your ride or die. Like, that was your boy. And then everybody else knew, like, oh, okay, I'm second in line. Like,
yeah.
That's it. It's where your loyalty lies.
So if MySpace adopts all of these girls, I mean, Tom could single-handedly save them from, like, going back to Herbalife and selling body wraps.
Really could.
And essential oils.
Oh, dude, what would be, like, a great song? You click on a porn star's page?
Yeah, unless I knew OnlyFans didn't have songs.
Didn't have songs? Couldn't update your status, could you? Could you?
Well, you could, I believe, but, like...
Wasn't as cool as MySpace.
So imagine, like, you get... Dude, MySpace, holla at your boy.
Tom, we got a business proposition for you, bub.
Actually, you know what sucks? I think Tom sold the company.
Tom, you made Facebook. We can do it again. Or excuse me, you made MySpace. We can do it again.
See, that's how Facebook is ingrained in your head. Yeah, fuck Mark Zuckerberg. We're riding Team Tom all day.
Thanks, buddy.
That's way better than Team Edward and Team Jacob. It's Team Tom versus Team Lizard Person.
Yeah.
But, so all these girls... Okay, you know what really sucks? If there was a girl that was like, you know what, struggling for the longest time for the past year, like, fuck, I really don't know if I want to, like, show my boobs or anything on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to judge me. And then
she
literally
puts it
the
out for,
day.
Like, 3 days.
The day she puts it out and everyone gets to see her boobs is the day they shut it down. And all of a sudden, now that
she's got, like, $2 titty pics.
That's, that's not going away. Because that was, like, a hard thing. It was like, dude, like, I don't know. That's
it's
why
the internet,
like,
dude. It's out there.
It's out there. It's there forever. The problem is, though, is I actually don't. I do have an issue with this company that made its profits and made all of its money.
I mean, that's
off of, like, all these chicks, and then basically just said, "Hey, sorry about you." And then of course there'll be another website. There'll be another platform. People will go back to having. They'll make their own websites if they can figure it out, and or they'll have, like, back to private Snapchats, all of that stuff, but. As far as, like, letting all these people build a brand and then getting rid of them just like that, I mean, yeah, I get the whole, like, diversifying and stuff like that. But, like, I mean, dude, that's – it's fucked. There's no warning. It was, what,
like,
two-month warning?
Yeah. I get that. But if your only skill is showing your body and playing with yourself, like, I'm not – like, I don't know. I don't have sympathy for you.
You don't have sympathy for
this? No, dude, go get a real job.
No, dude, it is a real job, though.
It takes a lot of work. I'm not saying anything. I'm not taking anything away from the amount
of work
they put in.
Sounds like, why are
you
anti-woman?
But what I'm saying is you should have more to you than just playing with yourself.
Not all of these people are playing with themselves.
Or doing things in different ways.
Some of it was tasteful modeling.
Tasteful modeling. Yeah. That's your definition?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, good for them. They can go and do it somewhere else.
But, yeah, but that's the whole problem is that, like, I do have... Okay, do you think, like, prostitution and sex work should be legal?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
You just think it should be frowned upon?
Yeah.
Like, masturbating in an airplane?
Or wearing your mask. If you want to do it, go do it. If you don't, don't.
What if OnlyFans let them all stay on, but they had to be wearing masks on?
I'd be like the kid from the girl next door that had, like, the fencing thing.
Yeah,
he's just sitting there. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Damn. Do you think... Okay, so... But what are they gonna, like... Okay, forget that it's sex work. No, time out. Okay. You're looking through the wrong lens. Forget that it's sex work for a second. Let's just say that this is another industry where it's like... I don't know. TikTok has a creator fund where all these people make money. And they let them allow to build their platforms, get big, and then all of a sudden, hey, you have 3 months, and now that's it.
It sucks, but, you know, if people like you enough, they'll follow you somewhere else. I mean, yeah, you're going to have to rebuild, but do it on your terms, your conditions. Make sure that you're going to be able to keep that platform, not just have it ripped from you. Like, if you're relying on somebody else for your income, like, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's like every employee ever.
Do better.
Okay. It's just so stupid.
No, be your own boss, I guess. Like, yeah, you're doing your own thing on OnlyFans. It's your content. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they can still shut you down at any moment.
So you're saying, like these girls should branch out and make their own website.
Hey, welcome to KeithO'Shea.com. Mm-hmm. Like, follow, subscribe.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
I would just be my own brand.
Well, I mean, look at you.
Like every other YouTuber.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, look at, like, Nelk Boys. Nelk Boys still do their own shit. Like, yeah, it would suck. Like, Nelk Boys doesn't get any monetary value from YouTube.
Yeah.
But they still managed a way to get their platform to make money.
But the problem is they can't. A lot of these OnlyFans people can't put the content that they want on these other platforms.
They can do it on their own website.
Yeah, they can. But you have to use these other platforms to drive people to that website.
They already got their OnlyFans. They have till October. Hey, transfer over.
It's just such a short time.
It sucks, dude. Oh, it's just...
Why don't you have any sympathy for them, Keith?
Because, man, I feel like there's more to work than just selling yourself or your modeling.
Would you look down on me if I...
No, I'd be so proud of you, and I'd be like, oh, let me run your website.
I respect that.
It's that simple. If any of you need me to run your website, I will be there for you. I just don't... I feel like that you should have better qualities besides that. Or additional things that you bring to the table besides just selling your body.
Keith, we're not looking for fucking...
I'm just saying my feelings. Like,
why do you hate women, Keith?
I don't hate women.
Why are you?
So if I was selling my body online, right? Uh-huh. Just feel free, and then boom, it was gone in a second. I wouldn't be like, I have nothing else I can do. There's plenty of other things you can do.
Yeah, you could suck cock in a gutter around the corner, I guess.
Exactly. Guess what? You're still going to make a profit, dude. $5, $5.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Guess what? You don't have OnlyFans, so that $5 is going to get you through.
You know what these OnlyFans girls could do?
Anything. Anything they want. Because I believe in you.
They could enlist and get sent over to Afghanistan.
Yeah. I don't know what dropped faster. United States or OnlyFans?
Yeah, I mean, the United States pullout game is weak. Like, yeah. What is the deal with...
This honestly, it's not that weak. They left all the kids there.
they just fucking
and they were like, all right, where's the juice box? We're out.
That's pretty much what happened, right?
Yeah.
Damn. I didn't think about it like that. Because we definitely came.
Like, we... 20 years worth of just splooge.
All over.
We made a mess. And then we just didn't clean it up.
So do you... Okay, so obviously in the news, if you haven't turned on a TV lately...
you live under a fucking rock. Haven't checked the weather.
Yeah. So you might not be... No, but in 2001, there were... the skyline in Manhattan was a little bit more full than it is now. And...
That's one way to put it.
It's one way to talk about one of the most tragic... Yeah. So anyways, obviously after September 11th, the United States invaded Afghanistan, which was a safe harbor for, you know, different terrorist cell networks and stuff like that, which were obviously partly responsible for the attacks on the Twin Towers on September 11th, 2001. Long story short, we've been there for about, like, I don't know.
It's going to be 20 years on September 11th.
20? Yeah, honestly, you can't. It's a miracle that people stay married for 20 years anymore anyways, you know? So it was bound to have an ugly divorce, you know?
Yeah, but it didn't have to be that ugly.
Well, I mean, it's like every other divorce. Like, the fucking chick gets, like, almost all of the shit. In this case, the weapons.
Not every divorce.
And about, like, and a decent amount of, like,
yeah, you get to keep people. You get to keep the cars. You get to keep the house.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
And what do we get? We get to fucking...
Run with our tails between our legs.
Yeah.
And try to rebuild.
And build back better. Mm-hmm. So basically, so this started obviously with Trump wanting to, like, get us out of there. Because everyone on both aisles agreed.
This has been going all the way back since Bush.
Oh, of course. This has been going back over the span of four presidents as far as, like, how the fuck do we exit this country that we came in and just, like, fuck shit up. You know what I mean? So the problem is, I don't think there was ever going to be...
There was never going to be a clean way to do it.
There was never going to be a clean way to do it.
Could we have mitigated the damage that's going on right now?
But this was fucking horrendous.
It's like acting as a second grader. What do you want to do? You want to get out? Yeah, let's get out. And they get out. That was, like, literally the same plan execution.
Well, this is why I think...
no thought behind it.
We could totally have OnlyFans people going into government based off of what we've seen as far as, like, another career solution. Because, like, when you see what these people are doing and the results that came, it's hard to, like, imagine anyone else could
trust anybody else, in OnlyFans than the people that are in power right now.
Yeah, because, like, they get the full picture and they edit it and put it on their website. This one was, I don't think anyone was looking at the full picture. Basically, we pulled out before making sure that all of our employees and our Afghan allies who were promised to come to the United States.
And the sad part is, I feel like every advisor was on board with, hey, we need to pull out. Mm-hmm. Nobody's arguing that we should have been out of there.
No.
Just the fact that you didn't take anything, like any precautions as to how we were going to get out of there.
Yeah.
You just said, great advice. I'm going to go do this.
Well, the sad part is that when you see Biden talk how he did literally a month ago in July, when he was like, this is not going to be another Saigon. We're not going to see helicopters airlifting people off of the United States Embassy in Afghanistan. Like,
just sucks.
It's embarrassing. That's really what it is. And if this isn't a stain on his record, like, this is humiliating. I mean,
you see what everybody's calling for now. Like, it started with the, how did this happen? Impeachment, court martial. People are at that point now. Obviously, they're probably a little far fetched. Do I think so? No, I think he should pay for the way that everything went down. But,
and again, when Biden came out and he addressed the nation, I didn't disagree, other than like one couple of things.
There
like,
was very few things that I disagreed. I agreed exactly with everything, but just didn't the whole answer point. The question.
Exactly. He missed the entire point and about then, like the method. Everyone who kept talking about like everyone wanted to pull out, everyone da 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 da. But like that wasn't what was in dispute. What was in dispute is, and again, we know this was never going to be a clean exit, like 100%. But as far as, we still have thousands of people that are stranded. And like Jen Psaki came out today and was like, stranded is
a terrible way to put it.
Or when every other news outlet, liberal or, you know.
And then there was another thing I watched that was absolutely ridiculous. Like there was one that I watched with Marcus Luttrell on Fox, and Marcus Luttrell was like answering back to, I forget exactly who it was. It was one of our generals and another speaker, Biden's. And they were saying that we don't have the capabilities to go in and get these people out. The United States doesn't have the capabilities to go somewhere and pull people out. That's what literally like Marcus Luttrell said. He was like, I was under a fucking like box the size of the sofa you're sitting on, and you found me. You're telling me you can't go save 10,000 people over there? Like, come on.
And look, and it's not like, it's I don't think so we should be playing nice either, because the Taliban is not kept to their word at all.
No.
Like, the media is like portraying the Taliban are going to be great
people. We're going
to
let them.
People are getting beat on their way trying to get to Kabul airport and stuff like that. Like, a woman was basically beat for.
I have friends that are deployed right now that are getting the refugees. I have old commanders that are receiving the refugees. Yeah. Like, it is fucked the amount of stuff that they're seeing.
And I don't like the people that are like, oh, well, they knew they should have got out of there and stuff like that. It's like, dude, a lot of those jobs, you can't leave your post because guess what? You're going to come back to U.S. early and what? And be in a fucking course martial and go to jail?
You know what's crazy to me is like dad kind of like made me think about something the other day when we were talking. He was saying, what would happen if I lost a round when I worked in the armory?
Mm-hmm.
I would have lost rank. I would have been in deep trouble. It would have made a huge career impact.
Mm-hmm.
We can just turn over everything and there's no repercussions for those actions, dude.
Well, okay, so talk to me. You were obviously, you served in the military, you served overseas, you were in the Middle East. No,
I was in the Balkans area.
Okay, so what kind of equipment are we leaving over there?
What aren't we leaving over there, dude? Some of our top tier shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how much money in ammo, how much ammo, guns, fucking utility vehicles between the MRAPs, the Humvees, the up armored anythings.
Mm-hmm.
We have our helicopters. How many helicopters? How many drones did we leave over there? Each drone alone. So just the drones that you fly, two-man teams normally. Those drones are upwards of $240,000. The drones alone.
Well, I mean, those are probably the cheapest ones.
And you got to think, we probably left fucking 30 drones over there alone, on top of all the weapons, on top of all the ammo, on top of all the gear, on top of everything. Dude, it's just shit stockpiles. And then the training that we had spent, what was it, $88 billion of taxpayer monies that we spent over there?
No, we spent like trillions.
Whatever. Lowball. $88 billion of our American people's money that could have went towards something better.
Yeah.
You know? It's just the amount of shit that we essentially gifted the Afghani forces, who, in my mind, about 50% of them were probably working for the Taliban and their insider threat. And now transferred over to the Taliban, have everything. They understand how we operate. We understand what needs to be done in order to actually like keep the Taliban like kind of on the same page when it comes to defending themselves versus any other threat.
So I guess my question is, I wonder if, obviously the Taliban's in control, if they just have that one. Obviously, people don't. This is such a huge step back for women in their country, as far as like they had their ability to go to school. work in politics, work,
yeah,
work in government.
And people think that the Taliban's just going to be like, yeah, you can keep that. We changed our views. Get a grip.
Yeah. But, like, you know what? I don't know. It's going to be – how do you change, like, an entire culture and way of thinking, especially when it's, like, that intertwined with religion? You know what I mean? I don't like the people here in America that, like – they don't have the balls to, like, crush on other – on some other religions as they do with, like, say, Christians that, like – ask how many people hate like Chick-fil-A here,
yeah.
But like, let's turn a blind eye to like different cultures in the Middle East that like, yeah. Oh, you something gay people? Like, oh yeah, you get stoned.
Yeah, the Taliban, like, Taliban don't like gay people.
No,
I mean, I was reading like little reports that like, gay people up were feared for their lives because the Taliban will kill
them. Oh shit!
Like,
oh shit!
What? Like, how can you even support that one? But the fact that you don't even want to do anything
gay people? No,
after different story, different day.
Oh god.
No. But like the fact that like even back then when it all happened, why are we going to go in and try to basically rebuild that? Like, what did Japan do? They punched us in the mouth and we fucking destroyed them.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it should have done. If you broke the rules of engagement and came to our country and punched us in the fucking mouth, we should have went back there and deleted you and then been like, okay, ball's in your court. Like, you really want to fucking play this game? What happened to Japan? They still don't have a military. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it would have made a big presence. And then the way for the way that,
and that,
Joe,
and that by the way, and let's like, just pause for a second. That sounds heartless, but like,
it sounds
think
terrible.
About how many civilians died. Like, no one wants to see any casualties in war.
No,
that's horrific. But it's a weird situation where, as far as like, what is the best? Because guess what? How many generations of terrorists? Let's say you're an innocent Afghanistan kid, and all of a sudden your entire life has just been in the past 20 years, and all you know is seeing your uncle get killed by, who's a civilian, maybe not even involved in anything, drone strikes.
That's not going to drive you to
want
to fight
back. That's not
going to
drive you. And guess what? Like, I totally see, if that was me, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to go with the people that hand me a gun and say, we're going to get these motherfuckers back. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So now, because we weren't able to establish a new culture, how we did in like Japan, what's going to happen? It's going to be another 5 years until we have another attack,
guess
and then
what?
We're going to go back in there. Like, it's
you punch us in the mouth, we knock you the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to retaliate. We are the strongest nation. That is our whole thing. We are the strongest nation. Nobody will fuck with America. People think they can walk all over us now.
Well, yeah, 100%.
Like, and then, like they say, our allies, what do our allies think? Hey, when shit hits the fan, sorry, guys. We'll give you some gear. Good luck.
I don't like the false promises that we made to, obviously, I care about, first and foremost, our American citizens that are stuck over there right now trying to get
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
But also, I think I hope to God that the death toll ends up being as low as possible and everyone has blood on their hands that's involved with that. But the Afghanistan allies that were promised that they could come back to America, like, a lot of these people were, like, in
that's
fear of their
of people,
life to
yeah.
sell out the Taliban and, like, work for the Americans as interpreters and stuff like that.
And we sold out.
And we were just like, no, we promise you have assurances by the United States government, which amounts to fucking nil.
Yep.
And that is really discouraging, too.
Which a lot of people, to get their citizenship, they'll come in the military. Like, that's like a thing.
Yeah, it's a great way.
It's
like,
your
especially
doorway
if you have
to get in.
When you see the fucking, the horrific videos of, like, and we're not going to show that.
It's terrible,
bad watching.
It's disgusting.
That.
You hate to watch
people
it.
People on the airplanes trying to get out.
But
like,
my thing is, if you come onto our land and you fuck with our people and you kill our civilians, I don't have a heart. We are going to get you back.
Yeah, but you have to think about how many civilians over there, too, that have nothing
how,
to do
did
with
they
it.
Take that into account for us? That is a terrible thing for me to say, but you don't fuck with us.
I get what you're saying. And like, obviously, there's a lot of emotions involved, but it's... Yeah, it sucks. It war is not pretty. War is not,
no.
And it sucks that it's. I don't know. In the future, I hope we learn from this. I hope we can. I hope the Taliban and the country of Afghanistan can go. I don't know. Who knows what's gonna happen? You know. I wish I wasn't. You know, I could have had an eight ball to see what was gonna happen.
Nobody knows. Everything's 2020 is hindsight. You could have done this. Could have done that. Point the finger. At the end of the day, it's just. One of those things it's disgusting, but that's war. If you fucking come over here and you do something and you break the rules, we will break the rules 10 times harder and we will make you pay for it.
Yeah, but then also there's the whole idea of being America where you're supposed to be the bigger person and you get what I'm saying?
And
that same thing. Like, you don't show you show them more mercy than us, you know?
And now people walk all over us.
Hey, look, you're not wrong.
There's no formula to getting it right. I'm not saying the way I think is right. No, my way, it's sick. I'm saying kill innocent civilians because you killed ours. Body for a body. Terrible, terrible outlook. I understand. But
Jesus,
don't fuck with our people. Don't fuck with our nation. We are way better than you, and we will show you why.
Yeah, well, it's
sad. But
real. Tell me how you really feel.
That's.
I mean, what's sad is how many Americans we've had go over there and die and lose limbs and come back here and have suffer PTSD and stuff like that, and they're looking around and going, what for, you know?
It's sad, but the people that actually went over there, the families that lost people to that, they know the sacrifices that were made, and it wasn't for nothing. Okay, at the end of the day, it wasn't for nothing. The people that gave their lives tried to make a better world, and it got ripped away by our president.
Same thing with the girls and OnlyFans. We just want you to know that we are here for you, we support you, and we will make sure that you can find employment elsewhere. And
if you need a graphic designer or a promoter, I'll build you your own website, and we'll talk.
All right.
Tom.
We'll be in touch.
You know where to find us.
Make sure to like, subscribe, and we'll see you next week, homies.
Peace.